What do you want? Like the famous Notebook movie quote, what do you want? Where he asks her, what do you want? And we find ourselves in that position a lot where we don't know what our partner wants. We don't know what our kids want. We don't know a lot of times what we even want, right? We think we want something, or we know we want something. You know, what kid doesn't want a Ferrari or a, you know, but what do they really want? Do they really want the Ferrari, or do they want what they think the Ferrari will get them, right? Maybe they want to get the girl. Maybe they want to feel significant. Maybe they want to feel important. Maybe they want the feel of excitement, you know, all of these things that they think that will get. But the bottom line is, until we get to the bottom, the very core of what we want, a lot of what we do is for things that we think will get what we want, and creates a disappointment in when we don't get the end result that we think it will give us. Like, how many people, or how many stories do we know where people win the lottery, right? And they go through all this money and they end up broke and unhappy. Now, the fact that they're broke is one whole separate thing, but the fact that they're unhappy when their whole lives, they maybe equated money with happiness. And a lot of us do this, right? But what do we think the money will get us, right? I want to be a multimillionaire, right? But what do I think that will get me, right? It will get me some level of security, right? And it'll get me some level of significance, right? That I'm important, that I have value. It'll give me some level of control over my life and maybe control over situations that I care about. But in the end, is it really money that does those things? Or can I have those things without money, right? So we want to take it one step below what we think we want, right? And for me, that's happiness, vague term. And a lot of people will say that. Well, what do you want? I want to be happy. Well, sure, we want to be happy, but what would make you feel happy? And for me, it's that I want to feel loved, like totally loved, totally understood, totally significant to someone or some people. I want to feel connected with myself and the universe. I want, and God in my case, and it can be whatever for you, but connected, not isolated. And I want to have some level of significance in improving the world, right? I want to be able to contribute to others and feel like I have contributed and have the ability to influence and help other people. Now, there's a lot of vehicles to get that, and I've gone through a lot of that, right? Like, what do I want? What do I think would give me security? Well, money for one thing, right? But there's a lot of people that get security without money, right? They've got a great relationship, somebody that's going to be there for them no matter what, and they totally know that. And that's security. Not that money's a bad thing. It's just that their focus isn't entirely on money. And money is a vehicle to get it, and I'm not denying that. But the purpose of this whole discussion is to get to the bottom, the very bottom of what we want. Like, what do you want? Like, that's a question for you. Like, I want to have a great business. But I'd invite you to ask the question below that. Why do you want a great business? Because I want to feel like I'm helping people? Because I want to feel like I have some recognition for being an entrepreneur, right? I want to have control of my time, my hours. I want to be able to provide for my family. There's a lot of things below just I want to be an entrepreneur, right? And same thing with almost all aspects of our life. So when we get into the question of what do I want, you know, I want this person to care about me. That is a little out of our control, right? We can have influence, and we have to understand what is it that this person caring about me will do for me. Like, what feeling do I want to have for that? Do I want to feel significant? Do I want to feel loved and connected? Like, these are human needs. Like, we all have those needs. And we look at different vehicles for filling those needs. And those vehicles tend to become our wants, right? We want to have a business. We want to have a home, right? And what is a home going to get us, right? A level of security, right? That we actually have the space, that we have the freedom to do what we want there. And same thing with like finances and like relationships. What do I want? I want to be connected to my family. Right? But why is it that we want connected to our family, right? We have a human need of being loved and connected to other people. And on a spiritual realm, we want to feel connected to the universe, to God. We don't want to feel isolated, like I'm here all by myself. As humans and social creatures, we have a need to be connected to people and things. And there's an energy about us that has that need. But we also, in the process of life, develop a whole set of fears to having those things. Like, for a long time, I wanted a relationship. I wanted to feel totally, totally loved. But in the process, I was afraid, right? I realized that relationships can bring a bunch of hurt, right? I've had experiences, and like most people have, had relationships that were very painful, right? Where you invest and you feel like you're alone in the end, right? So then we got this push-pull, like, am I allowed to even know what I want? You know, am I allowed to actually say out loud what I really want? You know, or is there a bunch of social rules around what I want and what I can have? So when you talk about like what prevents us from actually saying what we want, right? Like, I want to have a house in Beverly Hills. Like, that's not my personal want, but if we were to say that, or if someone were to say that, we have rules. Like, what, how would I feel about saying that? Well, I would feel guilty, right? We have kind of internal rules. I could feel guilty about that. I could say, well, my mother wouldn't approve, right? These other people would think I'm snobs. You know, I have all these other things that prevent us from even saying this, and subconsciously don't even allow us to go to what we really want, right? That we don't feel free to accept what we really, really want. To say, yeah, this is what I want. I know why I want it. I want this feeling, this underlying feeling, and this is my vehicle to get it. So I want to feel loved and connected. I want to have a sense of power, not in power to dominate other people and control other people, but I want a sense of power to be able to influence, to be able to help people. So I want to have that sense of power as well. So therefore, I want a financial situation, either some entrepreneurial situation or something that makes all of this sustainable, that I know that I have the security to move forward in whatever I want to do and know that that's not going to exhaust, that I'm not going to run out of the thing I want or the vehicle that's going to get me what I want. In other words, if we were to decide right now, like all of us, like super clear, like just take a minute and decide what I want. Like, I want this. And just search for the underlying question. Like the underlying question, like, I want to be a freaking millionaire. But what's the underlying question? What do you think a millionaire can do? What is it that, about a millionaire that you want? What is it that you want to feel by being a millionaire? And give yourself permission to feel it. Like, you know what? I want to feel loved. I want to feel accepted. I want to feel successful. And I want to be accepted by this group of people. So what I would invite you to just take the day, right? Take the rest of the day and just explore. Like, what do I want? Like, what do I really want underlying everything? Like, what do I want? And give yourself permission. Like, check in with yourself. Like, why do I want this? If you can even come up with it, like, what do I want? Like, you ask most people, what do I want? They're like, I don't know. Like, we've all been in a relationship where all we really, really want is to know what the other person wants. Like, we are dying to give that to them. We're dying to support it. And it's so frustrating at times, right? Where we can't get out of them what they want. Maybe they're afraid to tell us. Maybe they don't know what they want. But let's not be that person, right? Let's be the person that is in a relationship and we don't have shame around saying, I want this. I want some level of security. I want some level of income. I want some level of connection with God. I want this standard for my body, right? I want this level of relationship, and I want this level of security along with this level of variety that keeps my life exciting. So let me leave you with the question, like, what do you want with absolute clarity? This is the feeling I want, and this is the vehicle that I choose to get there. And if I have to let go of this vehicle, if this vehicle is not going to get me there, it doesn't compromise what I want underlying, right? That all that means is I have to find a new vehicle. I can find a new vehicle. I have the freedom to find a new vehicle. So let me leave you with this question. What do you want?